King Jesus. Say that with me. King Jesus. King Jesus. King Jesus. All hail King Jesus. That's good. Amen. That's good. Amen. Praise God. Whew. Thank you. Praise God. Yeah. All hail King Jesus, the Savior of the world. Amen. You know, you're part of the world, meaning that you're here, which means He saved you. Amen. He saved me. All hail King Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to talk a little bit about you and me tonight. But mostly it's because of Jesus. Amen. How many of us here believe that Jesus is real? I mean, is real. Is real. And I like that because Jesus is real. You get it? Israel is real. Jesus is real. That's a dad joke? Oh, I'm sorry. Amen. God is good. I want to talk tonight about something in the Bible. Amen? That's good. Yeah, it's a good place. That's where we need to start. We're going to start in the book of Romans. And I did not get to put this stuff on our digital screen tonight. So if you have your Bibles, please follow along. If not, if you have your electronic device, you can use your electronic Bible, or you can, if you have your electronic device, you can use the internet to search the scripture and it will come up. And if you don't like that, you can go to a website, and Bible Gateway is a good one. Well, I probably shouldn't plug those, but you can use your phones. Anyway, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night, and I thank you for the word that you've given to me, and I thank you, Lord, that it's for us and for this time, for such a time as this, to glorify you and to give us more clarity about who you are in us and who you are, who we are in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And in the book of Romans, I want you to turn there. And I want to read verse 5. And I want to talk a little bit about righteousness this evening. Righteousness. Righteousness. When you think of the word righteousness, you sometimes you think about a couple different things, I guess. You could something you do, right? Something you are, maybe, doing something right or being right or whatever. But the Bible tells us a lot of things about righteousness that we need to understand and about you and me in righteousness. And Romans 4, we'll start here in Romans verse 4, that chapter 4, verse 5, it says this, but people, that's you, right? Say, that's me. But people, say, that's me. It says this, it says, but people are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am part of people. You are part of people. Yes? Which means that this, because of our faith in God, He gives us righteousness. The Bible tells us that Jesus went on the cross. The Bible tells us that Jesus died on the cross for you, for me. Amen? And because of that, God gave you, God imputed to you, God bestowed upon you this thing called righteousness. Not because of anything you did, but because of everything he did. Right? Not because anything you do. Not because anything in Jesus' time that they did. It wasn't because Paul, you got to think about this. Matthew, Mark, and the disciples that followed Jesus were alive when this all happened. And it wasn't because they were good. It was because God is good. Amen? That he bestowed righteousness to you. And righteousness means this. In the dictionary, it means this. It's a person of moral right or justifiable or virtuous, right? And so what this means here then is when Jesus died on the cross, righteousness was bestowed to you, was given to you. You were covered in his righteousness. Not because of anything you did, not because you're moral and you're just and you're awesome and you're right and this, but because he loved you enough that Jesus died on the cross for you. Amen? He declared you righteous. Even right now, we are righteous. We're counted as righteous. So that means that you're counted as a person of moral right, a justifiable, a virtuous person, but not because of anything that you do. Amen. So we all sit here and we talk about the work stuff and faith stuff. It's not by works, right? It's nothing is by works. The Bible tells us that it's not by your works, but it is by faith. It's real simple then. God gives us righteousness not to those who strive to obey the law or who strive to do good things. It's given to you already. We just have to walk in faith. Meaning that anybody who believes in his son, amen? Because Christ took our sins. And by taking our sins, He took your sins. He took your sins now. He took your sins in the past. He took all your sins tomorrow and all your sins next week and all your sins next month and next year and however long you want to talk about it. He took all those sins and they're gone. I think the sooner we realize that, the sooner we can get moving. That your sins are forgiven. My sins are forgiven. My sins of whatever you want to talk about, if you want to be open about it, my sins of alcoholism and sex and all the other stuff that happened in my past is all forgiven. That's good news. I don't know about you, but that's good news. I don't know your life and what you've been through, but to know that my sins are forgotten as far as the east is from the west, and when Jesus died on the cross and the blood covered me and I believe in that, I'm clean. I'm counted righteous. That's good news. You're not righteous because how moral you live, but you're righteous by faith in Christ. And righteousness tells us this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I needed this, Pastor Calvin, I think spoke on this on Sunday, or at least posed this scripture, and it was 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, and it just stuck with me all week, and it's been building in me. It says this in verse 21, it says that, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." Amen. And in that, the moment that we believe in him, God treats us as righteous, apart from what we do, apart from us acting right, or us doing good works and whatever, we are counted as righteous and in good standing with him. This is new covenant righteousness. This is Jesus' righteousness. This is what he came here for, is to reconcile us to God, to give us right standing with God, to give you, say, to give me. To give me righteousness. Now, in the world, there might be people who do good things and then think themselves to be right in their own righteousness. But God says that you are considered righteous in Christ. By faith in Christ, you are redeemed. By faith in Christ, we are saved. By faith in Christ, we are counted as righteous. Amen? When you feel lousy because you snapped at your spouse or you snapped at your kids or you snapped at somebody, God wants you to know and he wants you to exercise your faith to see that you're still counted as righteous in the midst of that specific failure. The revelation of Jesus Christ in your life, the revelation that Christ in you gives you the strength then to move forward and love your kids and love your spouse and love your wife and love your husband and love whatever it is about them. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of your falling, God is still there. God still considers you righteous and just says, hey, remember, have faith in me. And that faith will give us the strength to stand up, to walk in his righteousness. Amen? For some of us, the enemy likes to speak to you, right? Likes to talk to you, likes to push your buttons. Turn the key, open, turn. Wait, I'm still here. The enemy says, how dare you call yourself a son of God or a daughter of God? How dare you? Don't you remember what you did? I must have been there. I can't believe you just did that. How dare you call yourself a believer, a Christian? I can't believe you just yelled at somebody. I must have heard that before, or even have said that to somebody before. Well, I want you to understand something. God says this, that you're counted as righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. When Jesus died on the cross, he took your sins with him. And that just left you. You with Christ is you righteous. You without Christ is doing good works, trying to buy your way into heaven, trying to work your way into the blessings. But Jesus says we don't do that anymore. The Bible says we don't do that. You don't need to do that. There's no need to do that way anymore, because it was bought and paid for already. The ultimate sacrifice was already given. And in that sacrifice, there lies your righteousness. There lies your right standing. In Jesus lies your blessings. In Jesus lies everything that you need. Faith in Christ is where we count ourselves righteous, meaning that when the enemy says, hey, how dare you call yourself righteous when you just did this thing, that's the time you need to declare, no, 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 I am righteous because of what I'm not righteous because of what I did. I'm not righteous because of what I just said, but I'm righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was finished on the cross. Amen? So when we are, you know, having these days, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and you're having these days, and you just don't think you're quite right, you are. Because Christ said it. Christ did it. Christ bled his blood for you. You are counted righteous, Jesus Christ. Amen? That righteousness is a gift. It's a gift. Which means what? It was given. Freely given. You see, if I buy something off of you, is that a gift? No, because I bought it, right? But if I give you something, then that would be a gift. With no need to pay me back. When you give your kids a toy, do you demand payment for that? Do you say, hey, you got to pay me now? No. If you're giving a gift, it's here. It's yours. That's giving a gift. You were given a gift. We were all given a gift. And that gift is called righteousness. We're right standing with God the Father. We cannot work for it. We cannot merit that. We cannot do anything. It cost everything for Jesus. He gave us a gift, and I think we need to really understand that it was a gift given to you. And sometimes I believe we kind of take it for granted. Just like if somebody gives you something that necessarily wasn't earned, we kind of tend to sometimes throw it off to the side. Where we think in this world, if I earned it, then it's more important. Whereas if somebody gave it to me, maybe it's not that important. But I believe that we need to look at it the other way. Where if somebody just gave it to you, it's probably more important because they love you that much that they gave it to you. I think our world and our society has changed the concept. I think that it's all about works. It's all about what I do for things. But I believe that we need to change our mindset on that and be givers, because he was the first one to give us something of great value. Amen? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. See, without Jesus, we will not become righteous. Without the blood of Jesus, we cannot become righteous, because we cannot fulfill any kind of duty that's going to create righteousness. It doesn't work that way. What works is faith in Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 6, 33... Chapter 6, verse 33, and most of us can probably quote this, and I probably can too, but I don't want to kill it. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Seek first righteousness. I mean, seek the kingdom first, and God wants you to have righteousness. God wants to give that. He gave that to you. He wants you to understand that that's your gift. He wants you to be established in what Jesus has done for you. He's done everything. We need to take time each day to hash that out in our mind, that Jesus gave you everything. Jesus gave you the righteousness. He stepped out of that and gave it to you. He became sin so you could be righteous. He took your sin away so you could become clean, so you could become whole. And get to understanding that faith in Christ is where we need to be. And how do you do this? Well, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by feeding on the Word of God. Amen? Faith comes by listening to teachings, reading the Word, getting the Word into you, and revealing Jesus to you and the gifts that He has given to you through faith in Him. Amen? It's all about Jesus. You meditate on your righteousness in Christ and you declare it over yourself every single day. When you declare that righteousness over your life, it will put courage into your heart. It will put confidence into the things that you do into your life. And you will then live in the promises that God has promised you through faith in Jesus Christ. Declare that each and every day. I am righteous in Jesus. In Jesus Christ is where we find our right standing. In Romans chapter 10, before we turn there, we are in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 is what I was trying to get to. We are to seek His righteousness, seek His kingdom, seek His righteousness. And then that righteousness has been given to us, and then all things that we need will be added to us. So we seek His kingdom first. You seek Him first, and that righteousness that was given to you, and then all these other things will also be added unto you. But it's seeking His righteousness first, because His righteousness is His kingdom. When you know that you're in right standing with God, that always puts Him on your side. Every fear melts away. Everything that we think is a problem just is not a problem anymore. The Word says that with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. And all these worries and all these cares and all these fears are gone because we don't have to worry about it anymore. We don't have to fear for it anymore. We don't have to necessarily think about it anymore because we can rest in His righteousness. You can have peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Word says, for if God is for you, then who can be against you? Amen. God is for you, which means what? Nothing can stand against you. Nothing. In Romans chapter 10, verse 6. Says, by faith's way of getting right with God, says, don't say in your heart, Romans, all right? Yeah. It says that, by faith's way of getting right with God, says, don't say in your own heart who will go up to heaven to bring Christ down to earth. It means that it's not in your righteousness. It has nothing to do with you. Don't say, in my righteousness, Christ is here. It's in His righteousness and I'm there. Everything has to do with righteousness in Jesus Christ. God's Word tells us that righteousness of faith speaks. It means that God encourages us not to just believe in our hearts that we are righteous, but also speak it out. Speak it out that we are righteous. So, since you are righteous, you need to declare your righteousness. Speak it over yourself. Speak it over your family. Speak it over your kids, your extended family, that they are righteous. Amen. Every day, say, I thank you that I'm righteous in Christ. Thank you that I'm righteous in Christ. Not because of what I've done, but because of what Christ has done. Receive that in your heart. When you speak and declare anything over yourself, good things start to happen. When we are in Christ, we can speak out in faith because we are living in faith, which means that I can speak over myself that I'm righteous because I am in Christ Jesus. You can speak over yourself and over your friends and over your family that they are righteous in Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, to become righteous, you had to do a bunch of stuff. Bunch of stuff. In the New Testament covenant, it was all given to you. All given to you, the believers. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in the Son of God. If we look at Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 17 says, for the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. I'm going to read that again because this is good news. For the sin of one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ, saying that the revelation is that through Jesus Christ, you are free from sin and death. It's good news. Amen? It's good news. It's good news. Any kind of testimony in which somebody has come out of darkness and into light is a testimony of God's grace and God's righteousness, his gift of righteousness. Any testimony we have where somebody has turned from darkness into light is a testimony of how good God is and his righteousness for their life. Any testimony you could think of, drugs, if it's somebody coming out of drugs or coming out of anger or coming out of pornography or coming out of whatever, that is a testimony of God's righteousness and his hand on that person, bringing them out of darkness and into light. You are an extension of God's right hand. The Bible says we are his ambassadors. You are his ambassador, which means you speak for him. Your life speaks for God. Your life speaks for Jesus Christ. And what you do through him is how people see him. You see? What you do in him is how people will see him. If you try to do everything in you, then people see you. But if you be ye doers of the word, then what do people see? They see the word through you. Amen? I want to read some other scriptures here. I want to go to, let's turn to the book of Philippians. In In Philippians in chapter 3, verse 9, it's, we can start in verse 8. It says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with other infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. It says, in verse 8, it says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Meaning that, keep going, for his sake I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ. Verse 9 then says, and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. It says, and for God's way of making us right with him depends on faith in Jesus Christ. No amount of law-keeping, no amount of self-improvement, no amount of discipline or religious effort can ever make us right with God. Righteousness comes only from God by way of Jesus Christ. The word says that Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, the life. The way. The way to what? The way to righteousness. The path. Stay on the path of righteousness. Stay with the word. Stay with Jesus. Be in Jesus, and we can live Jesus. Amen. Amen. In the book of Galatians, verse 13, it says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. Say, Christ has rescued me. Christ has rescued you from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on that cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for your wrongdoing. Hallelujah. Amen. He took upon the cross your wrongdoings. In my version, it says our wrongdoings because he's talking about us. But I want to personalize it and say he took my wrongdoings. Everything I do wrong, everything I've done wrong, everything I'm doing wrong, everything I'm going to do wrong, he already took on the cross, and he already declared me righteous. I just need to live in that. You just need to live in that righteousness, understanding that your wrongdoings were taken or gone as far as the east is from the west. He doesn't count it against you. He's given you right standing with him. He's given you all that you need to make it. We just have to live in faith in Jesus Christ. That's what it comes down to. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4, verses, I'm going to start in verse 14. It says, so then, since we have a great high priest, that's Jesus, who has entered into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. What do we believe? That we're righteous by Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ and him crucified on the cross. hold tight, hold firmly to what we believe. The high priest of ours understands our weakness, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, and there we will receive his mercies, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. It's an opportunity for you to understand that you're already set free, that you're already declared righteous, that you're already there, and we just have to step in and live in it. Step in it and live in it and declare your righteousness in Jesus Christ. Declare that God has already provided you all the aspects of your life. He has delivered you from all of the grips of the enemy already. I know that when Johnny was here, he said that God has real no enemy. And so that means that the power he has given us in Jesus' righteousness can overcome the enemy. So in all reality, in Christ, we don't have an enemy either, because he's already lost. And when we live in Jesus, we live in his power. We live in his power of the Holy Spirit, and we have overcome already. When we're talking about sin and addiction and things that we think hold us down, we've already overcome. We just have to understand that we're righteous, that we have overcome that already by the blood of Jesus, that you've overcome all the problems already by the blood of Jesus. You've overcome addiction and sin by the blood of Jesus already. It's taken care of. The sin that you think you have has been thrown out already as far as the east is from the west. A funny story I had today in school. I have a rule in my classroom that kids aren't supposed to say bad words, right? And when they say bad words, they have to do push-ups, right? Because, you know, I'm in sports medicine, so it's all only, might as well do push-ups, right? They think it's a punishment, but in reality, for athletes, it probably betters them, right? And so this one girl didn't want to do push-ups, and I was hounding her. And I finally was like, okay, fine, you don't have to do push-ups. I tried to use this on her kind of like an experiment to see what happened when I told her what was going to happen. I said, look, I've set you free from your debt. I've set you free from what you owe me. You're clean. You're cleansed. You're okay. You don't have to do anything anymore, right? And she held on to it, and then she wanted to do it. She wanted to keep doing and try to work in her own guilt. And I think that transfers to us sometimes, that God declared you righteous already, but we hold it back. We want to stop and stay in our guilt and stay in our crap and don't want to accept it. We think we have to work for it. We think we have to do these works for it, and we're not accepting the free gift from God. Now, obviously, I'm not God, but I let her go from what the punishment was, right? If we were in the Old Testament, she would have had to pay that price. She would have had to give that sacrifice in order to become righteous or to be in right standing. But in the New Testament, it's already freely given. It's wiped away, washed away. So we need to get out of that old concept of having to do good works and accept the freely given gift that we're already righteous, that your problem, your sin, was wiped away. And live in that acceptance. And live in that faith in Jesus Christ, that his blood was shed. And that by my faith in Christ, I am clean, that I am righteous in God's sight by what Jesus Christ has done for me. And I sat there and I thought about that young girl, and I thought about that she kept saying, no, I owe you, no, I owe you, no, I can't accept, I need to do this stuff, I need to do this stuff for you. And I said, no, you don't need to do that anymore. It's okay, we're cool. And I think we do that a lot with God. I think we try to pay the price that we think we owe and say, no, I'm not righteous. I'm not. Because I've done this and I've done this and I've done that. And no, I can't be because I have to do this, I have to do that. But no, Jesus is saying, you don't have to do that anymore. I paid the price for you. Just live in me. Just rest in me. Just have faith in me and it's all going to be okay. We are all okay when we live in faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? God provided righteousness for you. He provided the way to become righteous without having to do anything. Just have faith in Jesus Christ. Have faith in Him. And in that faith is where we find deliverance. In that faith is where we find wanting to help other people. In that faith is where we find that we want to extend our helping hand to a brother or sister who's down because we have been declared righteous. They still think they're dirty. We need to let them understand that they've been declared righteous and that they can be set free. Amen? That's our mission. That's our goal in life is to preach Jesus. Preach Him crucified. And preach Him raising from the dead so that we can raise other people from the dead, from the darkness. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 7, I don't want to read that. Well, yeah, sure. In verse 23, I'm going to read a couple verses. It says, there are many priests under the old system, for death prevented them from remaining in office. This is Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23. There are many priests under the old system, for death prevented them from remaining in office. Verse 24 says, but because Jesus lives forever, His priesthood lasts forever. Therefore, he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through Him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. And verse 26 says, He is the kind of high priest we need because He is holy and blameless, unstained by sin. He has been set apart from sinners and has been given the highest place of honor in heaven. And verse 27 says, unlike those other high priests, He does not need to offer sacrifices every day. They did this for their own sins first and then for the sins of the people. But Jesus did it once and all when He offered Himself as the sacrifice for people's sin. The law appointed high priests who were limited by human weakness, but after the law was given, God appointed His Son with an oath, and His Son has been made perfect high priest forever. For us. For you. For me. He was perfect, and He shed His blood for us. He died once and for all. He brought it all. He paid it all. He bought it all. His sacrifice completed it all. Amen. I think I got one more scripture here. 1 Peter. God is so good, and He gave it all to you. in verse 18, it says, "You who are slaves must accept the authority." In chapter 2, verse 18, it says that you who are slaves must accept the authority of your master with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they are cruel. Verse 19 says, "For God is pleased with you when you do what you know is right and patient, endure fair treatment." Of course, you get no credit for being patient if you are beaten or doing wrong, but if you suffer for doing good and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. It says in verse 21, "For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example and must follow in his steps." Verse 22 then is the culmination of what we've been talking about, is he never sinned nor ever deceived anyone. And that is what we're called to do, is to, in him, we are declared righteousness no matter what we do by faith in Jesus Christ. And meaning, he is our example to follow and to walk after. Jesus Christ is the one and only sacrifice. He is the one and only person that we need to have faith in to get us through whatever it is we have to go through in this life. He is the one that will reach down and pull you up. Faith in him can get us from A to B to C to D, and understanding that nothing can stop us. Nothing can hold you down. No fear, no mountain, no nothing can be put in your way that he can't break down. By faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? I want to read one more scripture. I want us to go to 2 Corinthians again. And I want to read the scripture that we started with in chapter 5, verse 21. Because it's very important to understand verse 21. "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made righteous with God through him." All of this meaning that you, no matter what you go through, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going to go through, have been declared righteous. You have been declared a son of God. You have been declared a daughter of God. You have been declared free and liberated and full of the power of the Holy Spirit by faith in Jesus Christ. And take that out of this place and show that to the world. That's our calling. That's what we need to do. That's our mission, is to understand that I'm declared righteous no matter, and to let other people know that by faith in Jesus Christ, you're declared righteous. You are a son, you are a daughter of Jesus Christ. You are amazingly made by the Creator of all things for a purpose, and that purpose is to have faith in Christ and fulfill what he has called you to do on this earth. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word, and I thank you for the refreshing and the ongoing, ever increasing faith that we have in you, Lord. And I just pray that this word reigns true in our lives and allows us to understand that we have been made right by your grace. Grace that was bestowed upon us, that we have the increase, we have the freedom, we have the liberty, we have the power to overcome all things by the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us. That makes us whole. And I thank you, Lord. And we thank and we praise you and give you glory for that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we all said, amen. Amen. Well, I thank you for coming to Faith Ministries Church. I pray for you. God bless you. Have a good week. Have a blessed week. Have a strong week. Have a righteous week. Have a good week in Jesus Christ to declare your righteousness over yourself and over all the people around here. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name.